Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
I love your presence, everybody. Welcome to the Football Ramble. Lopetegui's left, David Rea has arrived, and Kevin De Bruyne is angry. It's Wednesday, 9th of August. I'm Marcus Speller.
I'm Eddie Russell.
And I'm Pete Donaldson.
Hey, welcome one and all.
It's welcome back, Marcus.
Thanks, bruv, Nick.
Hey.
Oi, 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 oi.
How was your little summer break?
Oh, it was all right.
It was all right,
we got
it?
Through it. We got through it. We're back for the football. For
you mean we,
out
the listenership, got through it? The listenership did get through it with a lot of support for each other. No thanks to you.
Well, I was more thinking that I'm a public figure and I belong to the public, Andy. So everything I do, they sort of do through sort of proxy, don't they?
Yes.
So I do a little Marcus Speller communion and eat a bit of your body every Sunday. little cracker. I'm not calling you a little cracker.
Yeah. Right.
I eat a little cracker.
No, he melts on the tongue, doesn't he?
Yeah. He really does. A little Farley's Rusk with Marcus's face drawn on it.
There we are, you see. It is a new season. And that means On the Continent is back, Andy.
It does.
What on earth are you doing here? You should be doing that. Well, my goodness, you can do
both. I'm in the studio early for it.
How about that, everybody? We're lucky to have you here. Yeah. Because otherwise it would just be myself and quite an ill Pete Donaldson, as the listeners have probably figured out already.
He's putting down the croissant.
Yes.
And picking up some Rice Krispies.
Picking up the cream, the custard cream.
Yes.
Well, of course, this year On the Continent is on its own brand new feed. Andy's requests were heard. He had his.
I need room.
And he, well, he.
I need some goddamn space.
He wanted some separation.
Yeah,
really.
Brexit means Brexit.
And indeed, this is your equivalent. tomorrow, you will be joined by Dotton and Nikki Bandini for the first episode of the season. Then on Friday, they'll be back for Ask OTC to answer all your burning questions about European football. So hit the link in the show description or search on the continent and subscribe now. Gentlemen, as we speak, Julian Lopetegui might be back on the continent because he's left Wolves. It was announced last night that that he and Wolverhampton Wanderers have agreed to part ways. If he is back on the continent, oh, that was quick. That was quick, wasn't it?
Barely enough time.
Get the red eye out of there.
He'd probably taken a plane rather than swum.
Yeah, it was a long...
Yeah.
His yearly pass for the fast track at Luton is probably still... Because he was only there for like 9 months, wasn't he?
So it's still probably... East Midlands?
Oh, I don't know. Where else would he... I mean, from Luton to Spain is pretty decent.
I'm talking about Wolverhampton.
Hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
East Midlands Airport.
I reckon so.
Is there a West Midlands Airport?
Birmingham to Madrid. Maybe.
Yeah.
Fair. And hopefully, unlike Luton, you don't have to fiddle and try and find a pound coin so you can get those three little bags.
Bags in the ball, in the little gachapon machines. Yeah.
Shocking behaviour, isn't it? What's your airport of choice, Peter? You're a man who likes to
I'm
fly
a South End man.
Of course, South End on London, South End. You can see the coast as you arrive.
People are very. I can see my house when I arrive. The planes come in so very low, Marcus.
Yeah.
When I'm in the garden going, oh, it shouldn't be in the nude.
That's why he's unwell. He's been hit by a plane. I mean,
they were dumping some fuel onto me.
Yeah, let's try and cover him up. Well, yeah, but Lopetegui said he was unhappy with the lack of investment this summer at the club, and he's gone. I mean, it comes after Wolves chairman Jeff Shee penned an open letter to fans explaining that financial fair play is affecting their ability to invest in the squad this summer. Interesting. Well, we got a tweet from Steve, or an X from Steve, should we say.
Yeah. Still
it's not
over.
Twitter anymore. It's X. Okay? It's some of the finest rebranding.
Can you not respect IP? Respect the wishes of a CEO.
Respect the wishes.
He's protecting us all.
Look, can we respect the wishes of me not to have X by DMX put in my head every 3 seconds?
X going to give it to you, Andy.
Yes.
I could probably do that voice today.
Yeah, I was going to say.
X going to give it to you.
Nice. But this is, I mean, look, if the Musketeer wants to change it to X, Andy, then it's X. Okay?
Okay, fair.
So there we are. But anyway, we got a tweet from Steve. And he said, got to admire the advanced financial thinking that goes from money so tight, our manager is publicly angry and the chairman's made a statement about it, to spend more money paying off the two remaining years on his contract and hiring someone else. It's quite a remarkable situation at Wolverhampton Wanderers, Andy Brassel. Yeah. The season is about to start. I officially opened it the other day.
Yes, you did.
And then suddenly this.
Money so tight, our manager is publicly angry and the chairman's made a statement about it. Worst Simply Red song ever.
What is going on? Why are they doing this so late?
It all sounds a bit Leicester-y to me, doesn't
right.
it? You know, last
Spanish
season,
national team.
Where Leicester are in, you know, a place where they've, obviously, better than Wolves, where they've come quite close to the Champions League, they've won an FA Cup a couple of seasons, and then it's just, oh, we're just going to have a fallow season. You can't do that in the Premier League.
Yeah.
I mean, we were talking about this before we came on air, Marcus, and I was saying, are we back in Wolves for the drop now? And you were saying, well, it's a bit early. I think that's the thing. This is the sort of thing that could take you by surprise, isn't it? Mm. Wolves, you look at them, good players, and then all of a sudden, are they dropping themselves in this position where they could be in a relegation battle, especially when the coach decides... Unlike Brendan Rodgers, maybe it's unsustainable.
First two matches, Man United and Brighton.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Yeah, like it's not great, is it? I find it quite incredible. I mean, that this has happened. I mean, but it's not the first time something like this happened to Lopetegui, because the Spain national team at the World Cup. He got binned off. I mean, that was because he was accepted the job at Real Madrid.
Yeah, I mean, he did publicly disgrace himself and they did shit-can him very publicly.
Is he going to turn up at Real Madrid, do you think? And he goes, hey, do you remember that routine we used to do? No, there's not a job for you here. I don't know. I, if you're a Wolves fan, you've got to be rather confused or quite pissed off, to be quite frank.
A little bit worried. If your only signing has been to bring back Gary Doherty,
Yeah, well, they've gone in...
The Gary Doherty, that would be really bad. He's like 55 now.
Yeah.
Matt Doherty.
Matt Doherty yeah. would be the preferred.
That was so difficult that your throat closed up. You're like... Either way, it's terrible business.
You're already infecting us, Peter, with that disease of you. Well, they've gone big on the Garys, though, because they've reportedly approached Gary O'Neill over the prospect of replacing Lopetegui. And I love... This was an article. This is a snippet from one of the articles that was talking about this. O'Neill is understood... This was last night.
Yeah.
O'Neill is understood to be abroad, right? But he's primed to take over, isn't expected to be in the dugout when Wolves begin their season at Manchester United on Monday. Don't worry. We think you'll be there.
We're not exactly sure. We've had a conversation and he said, if I fancy it.
He's understood to be abroad. We run it. We rung his phone. We think it was a foreign dialing.
Can we put a taxi on for you? Yeah, don't worry about it. I'll get the train.
Is it like a WhatsApp where it sounds good, but it's not like, you know, explicit agreement?
They haven't spoken to him, have they?
Left you on read.
Where are you now, Gary? I can hear like wild animals in the background. Ah, don't worry. Is that Bournemouth? It's very strange. And to be honest with you, is that not a bit of an underwhelming appointment? Because he was sacked by Bournemouth in the summer, having done a pretty good job last season, considered.
I think that's the clause that sells it to me, having done a pretty good job last season in a very difficult situation.
But a very specific situation as well.
Yeah, but there's a lot to suggest. I know he knew Bournemouth as a club, etc. There's a lot to suggest that in a difficult situation, he could do a pretty good job.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be unhappy with this.
He's a Gavascon for me. He's just, everyone's just a bit angry and confused.
Yeah.
He turns up and just levels everyone out. I think he's quite a calm presence.
When you say levels everyone out...
Yeah, not punches them out. Not knocks them all out.
Who are the dissenters, right? I suppose then the situation at Wolves, parallels could be drawn as to what happened at Bournemouth when he took over there. However, I'm always not sure, when you get managers, and they're usually English, who kind of take over the sort of classic interim or caretaker manager, who then does quite a good job in spite of the circumstances, and then is given it full time, doesn't often work out that well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean? Yeah. And so
very Shakespeare sort of business.
Is it a good example?
Yeah.
You know, and I know you like to quote Shakespeare often, Andy, but he wasn't in the job long. But O'Neill here, look, it's a tough old gig. And he doesn't speak Portuguese, I assume. I could be doing Gary a disservice there.
Yeah, I guess if you're looking to be positive for Wolves, and, you know, they do need to sign, it is a really concerning summer for their supporters. But on the other hand, I guess that the thing that, like, the riposte that the board would have made to Lopetegui when he was asking for more money to be spent, they spent a lot last winter.
Yeah.
And as Tim Spears was saying, I think in The Athletic, who's incredibly well connected there, of course, they overpaid on Matheus Cunha, for example, just to please him. You know, they've got in Pablo Sarabia, someone who's got Champions League experience, a really good player. You know, I think the concern is that since then, there's no Moutinho, there's no Ruben Neves. Raul is not what he was, although maybe he'll be reborn at Fulham. You'll have to keep an eye on that for us, Marcus.
I will.
But I think in terms of what they've got, there seems to be a very big gap in... The sort of squad that the board think they have and the sort of squad that Lopetegui thought they had. Because he obviously thought it was a bit of a lost cause. And he made that pretty clear in public as well, didn't he? Mm-hmm. We'll see. I mean, look, they've not got the worst squad in the Premier League by a long chalk. They've got some really good players there.
Yeah, but I mean, they are up against it before a ball has even been kicked.
Yeah, that is true.
And I think that's the thing with Gary O'Neill going in there. Mm. You think, well, he's got pedigree of doing this specific job, but if you get him in, no disrespect to Gary O'Neill, if you get him in, looking at his CV and the situation at Wolves, you're basically saying we're in a relegation fight.
Yeah,
before a ball has even been kicked.
Yeah,
which I find, you know, quite odd. I mean, will they take any kind of inspiration in the fact that Gary O'Neill had the So Solid crew play at his birthday party earlier this year? Is that, you know, are they still going, the So Solid crew? How many of them? Can they draft a few of them in? There's about 40.
Harvey can play left back, didn't he? He did so very capably for AFC Wimbledon in the Combined Counties League.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Love that. He's probably, how old is he now? Late 30s, early 40s?
Yeah.
10 minutes.
He keeps himself in decent nick if you see him on Instagram.
They are, you see. I don't know.
How many members of Sausal Crew are you following on Instagram, Andy? Every last one of them?
All of them. Yeah. I found it interesting that Lopetegui's son, Daniel, who was a performance analyst at the club, who went there, of course, he's also left the club. And that's a bit of a shame for Daniel, is it not?
Well, I mean...
Oh, come on, Dad, I was enjoying this.
I was enjoying being a performance analyst.
Yeah. Where am I going to go now?
Was he any good?
Wherever I go, son. It'd be funny, though, if he stayed. They've given me the option to stay. Get on the flight with me. All right, we're going to Madrid. So Wolverhampton Wanderers, there's concern there, lack of signings, blah, blah, blah. The situation wasn't too dissimilar at West Ham.
Yeah,
who hadn't signed anybody. But now they've completed their first summer signing of the window. They've got Ajax defensive midfielder Edson Álvarez for about £35 million. That is presumably to plug that Declan Rice gap that's going to be in their midfield this season.
He's a really good player.
I think it's a good signing.
He's not as good on the ball as Rice, which I think is the immediate issue. It may seem slightly unusual considering that he's come from Ajax. Of course, he was very, very close to signing for Chelsea a little bit later in
nearly
last
signed for
summer.
Dortmund as well. It shows you the pedigree of the player that the likes of Chelsea and Dortmund were in for him.
Yeah, I mean, he initially rebuffed West Ham because he thought he was going to Dortmund. And then Edin Terzic, their coach, decided they'd re-sign Emre Can instead. And he was a little bit concerned about him being not that good on the ball as well.
Oh, right.
But look, he's tough as old boots. He can play centre-back as well. I think he's...
You're
I
really
think
trying to appeal to the West Ham fans here. You thought, I've put a bit of downer on there. He's as tough as old boots.
He's frequently drunk. That's really unhelpful.
He'll get stuck in.
He gets stuck in. Yeah. He sets fire to a lot of stuff.
He plays golf with Julian Dix. You're going to be fine. He holidays in Marbella. You know, good signing. Thumbs up.
Stayed in Paolo Futre's villa.
Yeah.
He knows how to get that prime. If your kids want some prime, he's got a mate who knows a mate.
So they've signed an uncultured defensive midfielder, is what you're saying.
He sounds dreadful.
I'm not saying
just bypass
that.
Him is what you've got to
I'm
do.
I'm not saying that.
That's why they're going in for Harry Maguire. They need a ball player in there, Andy.
They need a ball
Someone bringing the ball out the back. Harry will pass him. Edson, you stay back there. You can play centre-half. There we go. It's the West Ham way.
It is.
There we are.
It's the children on FIFA way. They stick Harry Maguire up front and
do they? Because he's
massive. Is that specific challenges and he scores a load of goals. Yeah,
is that a little glitch in the system?
Yeah.
Has Moyes heard about that? Is that why he's trying to get him?
That could be.
Because they don't have a striker. They need a striker.
Yeah. That would be the Moisiest thing ever, wouldn't it? Playing Harry Maguire at centre forward.
It's very David James up top, isn't it, really? I would say, Andy, I would
to be fair, David James was a goalkeeper.
Yeah.
That's harsh on Harry Maguire.
He'd had a kit made up, though, which is so he fancied it. I would say I would love the Football Ramble to have a little cheats and tips section in the video game, like Namrud on Bad Influence or Ben the Boffin on The Big Breakfast.
Can you
Hello,
say
the 90s.
Was that 90s? Not even I got that.
Yeah, no. And the Boffin used to be on Polly Yates' sofa.
Polly Yates.
Bed, rather.
Yeah.
And he used to do the tips.
You might need to clarify that, because people go, what?
Ben the Boffin and Polly Yates were having a very long-term affair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about Andy Capp? Was he involved? If we're going to use really old references. I mean, that's 80s. Sorry, young people, if you're still there.
No.
Yeah. So we have West Ham. They've got Edson Álvarez. We think he'll be all right. As long as
we do.
Yeah, as long as he's just tackling, that should be okay. It's also been reported that West Ham have made a combined bid worth £50 million boys for Harry Maguire and Scott McTominay.
Yeah.
That, Pete Donaldson, is a lovely old job.
It's a smash and grab.
It is.
McTominay's worth that just by himself.
Yeah.
Let's not get onto Maguire, but...
I'm not having this. I've heard enough of this.
I know you're not. You've had enough of this all summer. But since you've been away, we've been going in with 2 feet on Maguire.
I know you have. England's Rose. I think that would be... Man United, just sell him. You
just
want rid
sell
of him.
Him.
You've got... What did they offer? Well, there's a combined bid there. They've got... Surely just let him...
And after that wage rise, just to get him off the wage
Actually,
bill.
Do you know what? Yeah, as I said that... I think it's Maguire that's not wanting to go, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because he's had an increase. Sorry, I've just remembered that he's had an increase in wages because they qualified for the Champions League.
Yes.
And he's a bit like, oh, come on, West Ham, what have you got for me? And they're like, well, Europa League.
I don't think he... Does he care about... Well, which European competition he played? Because he played in there before, hadn't he?
Well, he either got to the final.
Yeah.
Unfinished business. He didn't. He only got the silver medal. So yeah,
the idea that Maguire has unfinished business with the Europa League. A weird little quest.
That's what I would sell it as if I was David Moyes.
Yeah. Hey, you got unfinished business here.
You've got unfinished business here. yeah,
I'm going to be in prime for a poon Twixes.
Yeah, I think that would be a good deal all round. So get it done at Manchester United and West Ham United. But if they do leave, though, and maybe this is perhaps why they really don't want to leave, because they do leave, they shall miss out on the new players' lounge at Old Trafford that Erik ten Hag so badly wanted. He's desired an era for a little while now where the players could have lunch and relax, going through their pre-match preparations and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
A premium hospitality lounge had to be sacrificed for this.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where's Sir Alex going to drink his glass of wine?
I'm sure he's got another one. How would you sacrifice a premium hospitality lounge?
What do you mean? How I would sacrifice it?
Yeah.
Well, like that pub got burned down.
Did you burn it down again? Oh, look at that.
Oh, well. Oh, sorry, premium hospitality guys. Oh,
Eric, what are you doing with that? Okay. But apparently Jose Mourinho and Louis van Gaal wanted such a lounge, but didn't get one.
It's just everyone wants this lounge. So it's just a place for them to hang out. Is this something that like they have elsewhere?
Well, so what?
Are they not eating? What's going on?
I don't know, Peter. What the routine was for home matches is they'd stay the night in the Lowry Hotel,
right?
Beforehand, and then they get the coach to the ground,
yeah.
Ten Hag said, I don't want to do that anymore. And there was that time when Jose Mourinho, when they walked to the ground, they got off the bus because there was traffic.
Yeah.
And it's all a bit, you know. So he said to the players, you just get to the ground very early on match day.
Oh, yeah. Then I think somewhere to hang out.
Yeah,
right.
And somewhere where we can just chill and play pool and darts and be a bit like a youth club, I would imagine. they've got a tuck shop and everything.
Push pops.
Yes, exactly. Everyone is off their heads on push pops and chupa chup. And
those little massage chairs you get at the airport.
Or everything. Yeah. Whatever you
want. €1
in
per go.
There you go. For 5 minutes, whatever it is. So that's what he wanted. But the last season, the players were given the use of number 7 lounge on match days, but they had to leave it 90 minutes before kickoff because it was used as a hospitality lounge.
It's good. You've got to worry about your priorities,
haven't
you?
This is an elite club, apparently. This is ridiculous. Although, if you were, I think, they've sold that wrong. We know business at Manchester United have been piss poor in the last however many years. But if you're if that is your hospitality lounge, if you're the owners or the occupants of number 7 lounge.
Who's that, Mark Hughes?
No,
it was 7.
David Beckham, Brian Robson.
Robson.
I'm quite sure it's not their lounge. But but would you not say to them, well, just if you turn up a bit early, you can hang out with the players and have some push pops or whatever?
Exactly.
I think that would be quite good.
From what I've heard from various Manchester United fans,
the dreadful company, the players,
isn't the hospitality offering at Manchester United like famously quite shit at the moment? So why do they want it so badly for the players?
Can't be as bad as Newcastle sacrificing some old tables for cheese boards. It can't be as far down as that.
Board.
Yeah, the chef just an enterprising chef decided that since they're not going to give us any new cheese boards, I'm going to sacrifice some chairs and tables.
That's a disgrace.
Yeah, it's like desks out of the press room.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness,
that were sawed up into cheese boards.
So how do you get your cheese then, Andy? Because you frequent St James's Park. Do you buy one from Fulham and take it up there?
He files all of his copy on cheese strings.
This is totally different. See, it's a shame Vish is not here because I once went to Lord's to watch the cricket.
Yeah.
And there was some obviously posh lads and they were handing around a cheese board and it was like going around the crowd.
Lovely.
Yeah, there was a knife on there and I thought to myself, it's not the football, is it?
No, it's really not. A bit of trust there, isn't there?
Yeah,
a bit of trust.
I went for the cheddar.
of course he did.
Mild cheddar, please. No, extra strong. Come on, a little bit of cathedral. But West Ham going all the way back to them. Apparently, are closing in, as it was described on James Ward-Prowse. Quite terrifying, really.
Mm.
Now this is
got to get Julian Dix a job somehow, haven't you?
Yeah.
James Ward-Prowse.
They've got
also a King golfer.
They've got his house. We've got you surrounded.
Come with us,
Southampton.
Come with us, sir.
Yeah. Well, now Southampton are out of the Carabao Cup. James Ward-Prowse is thinking, you know what, that was. Maybe
that was
I'll go
my
for
one.
I need to get into the Europa League or something. But yeah, so they're closing it. And will David Moyes get his man, Andy? That is the big question.
Yeah, that would be a big power move, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
From Moyesy getting JWP.
Uh-huh. It's a bit, honestly, it's proper sort of good old British stuff. Maguire, McTominay, James Ward-Prowse. He can hit free kicks. What's the matter, Peter?
I mean, they won a European competition this year.
Yeah.
Look at who they're trying to sign.
I mean, I think Pete's right. I think for Moyes, it's very honest of Moyes to say, we won a European competition, but that doesn't define me. what happened in the 38 league games is what defines
me. Oh, yeah.
Me.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, it could be quite bad for West Ham in that they have reportedly received a bid from Manchester City for Lucas Paquetá for £70 million. He was such a key player for them last season.
In the back end of last
season.
Yeah,
he was poor at the start. He wasn't particularly quick. He has got good feet, but he didn't play well at the start.
No, and in the first part of that season, I think there was quite a sense of what the bloody hell am I doing here?
Yeah.
You know, when they took that initial picture of him on the roof of the London Stadium and in shot in some of the bits, which showed the cameraman behind to give that sort of behind the scenes feel.
Yeah.
There was like that sign that said, danger, weak roof.
We paid for that. Unbelievable.
Do you reckon he'll go?
I think he might. City have been interested in him for a long time as a Bernardo Silva backup. There was even a possibility that he might go to City before he went to West Ham. They were keeping an eye on it, definitely.
West Ham
moved a little bit quicker. So it wouldn't be something way out of left field, put it that way.
And what West Ham need is more money in the bank.
Yes.
So that everybody knows they've got money in the bank and really needing players.
Is that what Man United are holding out with Harry Maguire?
Yeah, we're going, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, how are you getting on with Lucas Paquetá? Is he gone yet? Okay, well, we'll talk to us when he has. Oh, I see. 40 million. Yeah, maybe that's what they're doing. I don't know. Well, good on West Ham for finally getting a player in. That's what I say. So we'll have to wait and see what's going on there. But they have qualified for the Europa League, of course, by winning the Europa Conference League. But let's take it up another notch. Because Champions League football is being played right now, ladies and gentlemen. You might have blinked and missed it. You might be unaware. You might just be watching the Women's World Cup, and I don't bloody blame you. But yes, the first legs of the Champions League third round qualifying took place last night. And that beautiful team from the Faroe Islands, KL Klaksvík, have made it all the way there, beating Ferencváros and BK Häcken. Now, I've not heard of BK Häcken either, but Ferencváros, the Hungarian champions, they were in the Champions League proper last season. Yeah. They were playing against Barcelona. I mean, they got hammered, but still.
The sports club have been in the Champions League before, but it's the first time anyone from the Faroes have got through the group stage. So is that right?
Isn't that amazing? Well, yeah. I think it would be. Because they won last night. They beat Molde, but they in the first leg 2-1.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I mean, BK Häcken are the Swedish champions as well. So again, it's no mean feat. Yeah. But this is Faroe tale stuff, Andy.
It's nice. It's nice.
Of course, as Pete was saying, whatever happens to them from this point, even if they don't get to the group stages of the Champions League, they end up in the group stages of a European competition.
Yeah.
Because
West Ham.
They're guaranteed at least a Conference League group stage space just by being in this round. So even if Molde were to turn it around and beat them in the away leg.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Huge.
It's incredible.
It is incredible. Yeah. Their goalkeeper played as a centre back in the Norwegian fifth tier in April this year.
Yeah. So he packed in football and then he came back as a centre back in Norwegian amateur football because he missed it. And
now look at him.
Look at him now.
It looks very beautiful. They're sort of like a fishing village, isn't it? Their town. But 12 years ago they were in the second tier. Uh-huh. The best bit is their women's side. They've got a player called Ranvar Andreasen. I wrote this fact down last week when we were going to speak about it last week. But
yeah, but you concentrate on the fishmongering stuff, didn't you?
She's got 406 appearances for Sports Club Klaksvík with 551 goals.
Bloody Nora.
Is that a return or what?
That is not too shabby at all. That's Cristiano Ronaldo-esque, I would say. Bloody hell. Well, let's hope that they can finish the job against Molde because that would be truly remarkable.
Lovely.
Right, let's have a quick break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode of the Football Ramble is sponsored by BetterHelp. Life throws many different challenges at us, and as a result, we all have our own sources of stress. Whether big or small, those stresses can impact our lives in unpredictable ways, and if we don't address them, they can have an outsized and unwanted impact. Therapy is a safe place in which we can address these issues, learn to understand them, and find ways to work through them. Having therapy can be beneficial to anybody, not just people who've experienced major traumas, even if you may have not considered it before. It could be simply a time for you to get things off your chest, a way to learn positive coping skills, or how to set boundaries. Ultimately, it can be whatever you need it to be. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire and BetterHelp will match you to a licensed therapist. You can even switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
Hutchinson, his first touch isn't great, but he's still going. And it is another penalty for Sligo Rovers. He did catch him, I think, Declan. And an opportunity for Sligo Rovers to take the lead.
Outside the shagging box.
Welcome back to the Football Ramble, everybody.
So unnecessary language. Shagging.
Hello, Ireland. There we are. Right, Peter, what have you got on your screen?
I've got an email from a man called James. Hi team, on Friday's episode someone referred to Luke Shaw as 5'10". Actually, according to his Wikipedia page, he is 6'1". I know this off by heart as I find it so unbelievable that I've been questioning my entire reality ever since I found out. I just thought you should know.
I appreciate that, James. Yeah. And it was almost certainly Luke Moore, because Luke Moore is obsessed with people's height because he feels like quite high and mighty.
Big heads. He's obsessed with the size of people's heads.
I think so, yeah. Yeah. Well, you can get in touch with the show at any time, of course. We're at Football Ramble on X or Twitter, if you prefer, you know, if you're more of a marathon rather than a stickers type guy.
This is going to trip you up a lot. Just say Twitter, Marcus. Come on, we all know what you mean.
I you know, if the Musketeers change it, then
stop,
I'm on board.
Call him the Musketeer.
Instagram, TikTok and YouTube, or you can email us show@footballramble.com. Right, let's have some Premier League transfer updates, or a little more, should we say. Arsenal have reportedly agreed a deal with Brentford to sign David Raya. How about that? Competition for Aaron Ramsdale. What do you think, Peter? Is Ramsdale going to buckle under the pressure, or is he going to come out swinging?
I mean, that word competition.
Do you think he is?
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely.
We had a bit of a chat about this before we came on air, and the production staff seemed to think that Pete Donaldson was correct, even though you weren't here to give that opinion.
Yeah.
And said that Raya's better than Ramsdale. I'm not
Luke,
sure.
Luke Moore believes that, doesn't he, as well?
Yeah, but Andy Brassel, you are coming out in defence of Aaron Ramsdale in this bout.
Yeah, I like old Ramsdale. Yeah.
I think he's got the capacity to be, to let his head rule his heart and his hands a little bit.
Right.
Which I don't think rare.
What, you think he's got a bit of the Joe Hart twitchiness?
Yes.
I think that's all
Pickford.
Good England international keepers should.
Yes, exactly.
He's a bit Pickfordy for me.
Yeah. I think comparisons have been made with Pickford, of course. It's obvious, but quite accurate at times.
I think Ramsdale is in the process of getting past that. I still think he had a really good season last season. And I think you have to bear in mind that he's still a young goalkeeper, not set in his ways totally. But this is really fascinating for him, because if he's got to fight to keep his place, to stay as number one for Arsenal, I mean, presumably his medium-term plan is to supplant Jordan Pickford as the England goalkeeper.
You would have thought.
And
so.
how does this change the possibility of that happening? Mm. I suppose.
Yes, interesting. Well, I mean, look, I think I always find it interesting when a team go for to have two goalkeepers that are both number ones.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I always think to myself,
is either that or you choose one goalkeeper is the undisputed number one. And the second one's your break glass in case of emergency, nowhere near good enough to do it on a regular basis. it's one of the two options.
I quite like the old veteran goalkeeper.
Yeah, Mike Cooper or Budgie.
Where's Brad Friedel?
Hilario.
Brad Friedel.
Is Mark Schwarzer still playing? Hilario, yeah. Now you're talking. Carlos Cudicini. What happened to him or Carlo? You see? I'm worried that that's going to happen to one of these players. I mean, because
good,
you've
good
got...
to see when Newcastle played Villarreal the weekend. Lovely to see Pepe Reina in there.
Yeah, of course.
Lovely stuff.
There you go. So we shall have to wait and see. I think that it's a fair few quid. They've been looking at David Raya for a while. I wonder what that does to Ramsdale. But you would think that Arteta has a handle on what type of character Ramsdale is, and he clearly thinks this will get the best out of him.
Yeah,
and we shall have to see if he's proved correct. Staying in London and goalkeeper transfer news, Chelsea have completed the £25 million signing of Robert Sanchez from Brighton, which is an interesting one. And it's understandable. Eduardo Mendy, of course, has gone to play in Saudi Arabia. There's always question marks over poor old Kepa. And they've gone for Robert Sanchez. Now, Robert Sanchez, his price has plummeted quite a lot, as it was described in a lot of the papers. They were wanting 70 million for him not that long ago. Now it's gone for 25 million.
Turns out there's nothing like having a fallout with Roberto De Zerbi,
well,
isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, so it's how bad has this fallout been? That's what it's been reported as. Because Roberto De Zerbi, they say, is all about the minutiae. He plans every single detail on the pitch and gives very little freedom to the players in their play. And Sanchez wanted a bit more, and they fell out.
How much freedom can you have from there?
Well, I don't know.
How much freedom can you have when you're not in the first team anymore, I suppose?
Well, there's that as well, Andy.
A lot more freedom, you'd imagine.
Well, yeah, is he going to get much more freedom at Chelsea under Pochettino? I mean, it's a little
that
bit...
That guy's got bigger issues. That guy's got a few other alligators to hit from the boat.
Is that what Sanchez is counting on? Is he thought to Pochettino, Pochettino's gone, look, you save the shots, just get on with it,
save
all right?
Shots. I don't care how you do KPOPs in your area.
We'll talk in January. Say we're getting on halfway through the season. He's thinking, well, at least I've got something. I mean, it's a bit Andre Onana at Cameroon, this, I feel.
Interesting.
Do you think?
Interesting comparison.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Robert Sanchez could work out really well for Chelsea. Especially at that price, it doesn't seem unreasonable.
No.
For a goalkeeper who could be a goalkeeper in a top four team.
Only 25?
Yes.
Yeah.
A million to get for better. Every year. But also with Sanchez, I mean, he was usurped by Jason Steele, he was put in because Sanchez was taken out for a bit, and Steele did a lot better than they thought. And, this guy listens to me, and he's really, really good, thought.
And Robert Sanchez had a bit of a Cancelo about it.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. So there we are. He didn't have as big a strop, though, as what we're hearing from Vicente Guaita, the Crystal Palace goalkeeper. Yet more goalkeeper news for you on the Football Ramble, everybody. Roy Hodgson has revealed that Guaita has refused to play in Crystal Palace's pre-season matches after, as Roy said, he's become disenchanted with the club.
Disenchanted.
Lovely to hear an English manager use such a big word.
What's more enchanting than a talking owl? It is the very dictionary definition of what you would see in a kid's fantasy film from the 80s.
Indeed it is.
It is enchanting.
You've got a talking owl, you've got a flying eagle.
Yeah.
What more do you
What's
want?
More? Yeah, exactly.
this is where you find the fantastic beasts. I don't know. I think he lost his place to Sam Johnston, and he wants it back because he was the number one there for a long time. He's 36 years old. And he probably thinks, you know, his time in top flight football is coming towards the end, so he's not wanting to be the number two or even number three at the moment, for crying out loud.
Well, number three, really, because he's refused to play.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or does he even have a number, Andy?
Yeah.
Do they strip the number from you? But he wants to go back to Getafe, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think is there anything more idyllic than the satellite suburbs of Madrid to close out your career?
I should say not.
Enchanting.
Yeah, well, I think he might find it harder because he's refusing to play anything. So I'll force the remove. And Hodgson, very old school in his approach, was saying, well, he signed a contract and you got one of that contract. And that's the end of that.
I think the point that Hodgson was making is he signed a contract quite recently.
An extension.
Right. So he signed a contract extension in January. And then when he was left out for Sam Johnston in what can only be described as fair competition for actual places in a football team,
yes,
he's like, oh, I'm not having this.
Right. Well, there we are.
Oh, we thought he was Spironi. He's not Spironi.
Ah, what a shame. Well, moving on from goalkeepers, but staying in London, Bayern Munich are expected to put in an improved offer for Harry Kane after their latest bid was rejected on Monday. It just goes on and on.
It seems to be just Harry Kane is the only person who's sort of working on this move.
Yeah.
Like the club are just like going, oh, I mean, they keep on putting up the money, but Kane doesn't seem to want to go. So.
Well, so you're taking Luke Moore's approach to this, that he doesn't want to go?
Oh, never. God, good God, no.
Okay, so please change your tune then.
Please not. No, but yeah, I completely agree.
Do you think even Kane's bored of it? He sounds quite bored of it to me. He's just a little bit like, look, can you guys just sort it out? If fine, I'll send in Charlie. He hasn't sent in Charlie. Charlie's been dealing with Skechers, hasn't he?
Yeah, they've got like a new football. Is this the first Skechers football boot?
So I think it is.
So I never understand why your Jamie Redknapps of this world.
Yeah, there's only one Jamie Redknapp of this world.
There's a few Redknapps out there, but they're obviously he obviously advertises Skechers. But I always thought like Skechers was like a kind of Britney Spears kind of shoe for 40-year-old Americans,
like slightly comfortable.
Yeah, good on the old for the ball of the foot and the heels.
Yeah.
So I mean, it just seems like a weird thing for Harry Kane to be doing.
Yeah, it's like you're not that old. I'd expect I would expect that if you went down to the Palace training ground, Roy Hodgson would be wearing a pair of Skechers football boots in training.
Yes.
You see what I mean? Not the finest, one
hush
of the
puppies,
finest centre...
Hush puppies with studs on.
Exactly, yeah. Not like one of the finest centre forwards in world football.
Yeah. But if they're designing it just for his foot, maybe it'll be, give him a new lease of life as he's knocking them in.
Well, as a lot of the memes on Twitter have been suggesting, maybe Harry said to Charlie, okay, look, I want you to stay away from Bayern Munich. Stay away from that conversation. But I could do with a new pair of boots. Go and get me a new deal. And he's thinking, oh, the Nikons look good, Adidas. Skechers. Lifetime subscription or whatever. Lifetime boot deal he's got. So, get involved, everybody.
The lifetime of his career or the lifetime of him?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That seems very lucrative Charlie Kane deal.
If Skechers are making shoes for perhaps the slightly older person.
Yeah. This deal looks weird now, but it's going to come into his own in 10 years' time.
I like how manufacturers won't make exclusive football boots for women players, but they'll make some weird Skechers one for Harry Kane. He got fucking ACL in every fucking football match in the women's league. Oh, but don't worry, we made some Skechers soft shoes for Harry bloody Kane.
Do you think when he's like 75 playing walking football, as it's advertised, everyone's a bit like, oh, I've only got the Harry Kane's walking around going, oh, so oh, hey, if only you had a lifetime deal. Yeah. Yeah, indeed. Well, good news for Spurs, though, is that they've signed Mickey van den Ven for an initial £34 million from Wolfsburg and Alejo Velez from Rosario Central.
So are they very much men with Ven?
Well, I did think of that peep show gag when I saw Van de Ven, and I thought he's got it all there, hasn't he? Andy, who the hell are these players?
Well, Mickey van de Ven, I think, will be really good for Spurs. They've ended up overpaying for him, because Daniel Levy, being thought of as that ultimate master of the transfer market, what he will occasionally do is
SSPs.
Wait a little bit. Yes,
yeah.
Wait a little bit too long.
Right.
Ooh. And what he did, if they'd have struck a bit earlier with Van de Ven, they would have got him for cheaper. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, Wolfsburg sold Felix Metscher to Dortmund for quite a lot of money. So all of a sudden they could afford to play the long game with Spurs and charge him a little bit more money.
Yes.
Which is what happened here. And they've ended up paying a lot more than I thought they would.
Where does he play?
Left centre back.
And he's left footed because...
And he's quick, which I think is really important when you've got his partner throwing himself into mad tackles left and right.
But Big Ange wanted this, didn't he? This is much a Postecoglou signing.
Yes, and they need that. Now, Alejo Velez is interesting because I've never seen him play. Tim Vickery obviously has a lot and is a big Spurs sympathiser, and he is not sold on the wisdom of this.
Right. Oh, say. I see. Yes. But Messi's from Rosario, Andy.
Yeah.
Does that not count for anything?
So is Angel Di Maria.
Yeah, another one.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
He's got lovely feminine eyes. If that's going
to
help.
Is it fair to say Spurs love an odd Argentinian signing?
Yes.
They do, don't they? So it's kind of going with the territory. Get off their backs.
That was weird, seeing Lo Celso come on at the weekend.
Yeah. Interesting. Peter. Newcastle Hello. United, they've been making moves, haven't they? They have signed Southampton defender Tino Livramento in a deal worth up to £40 million. It was lovely to see someone mock up on Twitter, because his name's Tino, with that warm Tino Asprey jacket he arrived in, remember?
In the snow.
Yeah, someone
drinking
mocked
a glass
up
of red wine and coming on and absolutely destroying Robbie Musto, I think it was.
What do you think of this? I mean,
they keep on saying we have got our hands kind of tied about how much money we can spend. Drop 40 million on a footballer. That seems like a lot of money. But, I mean, they need backup for that position. I just feel really sorry for Emil Kraft. He just can't get a... He said, my life will be made again if I get a game of football.
Oh, no!
This is and it's like I never envisaged. Donny clinging onto the relics of Team Bruce.
But it was... but obviously they need backup because they've just got so many matches to play, and he obviously plays in a very, very different way to the first choice. But yeah, really positive signing, and I think a lot of Southampton fans are absolutely gutted. Obviously he spent most of last season injured, but he's still very young, and I guess the price reflects that.
Play a bit of midfield as well.
How about that, eh? Yeah. Why not? Very highly rated youngster.
And his mum's Scottish and his dad's Portuguese.
Right.
There you go.
But he plays
best for England,
for old England,
yep.
And that's the main thing, Andy. I think you'll find. Well, they are going to need a big squad, Newcastle United, because of all that football that's going to be played this season. But everybody will need a big squad because of the football that everyone's going to be playing, because of the extended, you know, time on the pitch. Of course,
yes.
You talked about this on Monday. Kevin De Bruyne has been the latest player to criticise the new approach to added time.
It's not like him.
No,
not like him to be down about something. The ER of the Premier League.
Do you think he is?
Yeah, I think he's a right old whinge bag. I love it.
He can be, but he can be also very. He's one extreme or the other.
I love that he gets involved, but he's always whinging about playing Wales and stuff. Like he's always in a right old grump.
Yeah, well, he said yesterday that it doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense.
Make sense.
I completely agree.
He said, we spoke to the Arsenal players and even the referees about it. They don't even want to do it. But I bet they did when they scored that 11th minute injury time equaliser. Yeah. He said, but it's the new rule and it's what it is. A game like today, even the first half with 3 minutes extra, you can only guess what's going to happen if you play a lower team who keep time wasting all the time. A lower team.
A lower team.
Oh, there's
everyone's
a
lower team
there's
in the world, presumably.
You won the treble, mate. You know?
I mean, it's like he's deliberately doing it to get on the jingles of Football Ramble Parlour games.
Well, indeed, yeah. I mean, he suggested that there could be up to 25 minutes of extra time in some games. I mean, I love football. I want more football.
Yeah, okay.
I'm all for it.
Fair.
No, it is a strange one. And I know you talked about it on Monday. Have you changed your opinion?
No.
What do you think, Andy? Because
honestly, I because it's measured so imperfectly,
yes.
As I was saying on Monday, I think there's a limited point to it. Also, I remember the first time after the introduction of VAR going to a match in Turkey when they were having 8-9 minutes at the end of each half and thinking, I don't really care about accuracy anymore. I just feel that life is too short for this.
Oh, completely. That's why if my team has done on a regular basis, you find yourself playing in the championship, it's not actually that bad. Referee's decision's final. You get on with the game.
Yeah.
You know what time you're leaving the ground, et cetera, et cetera.
But it's not like transport links are getting any easier.
No.
And if you're a football fan, this does add on 10 minutes, say a quarter of an hour here.
Yeah.
And if you're stuck down in Southampton for the night, you're going to find people stranded because you can't get back to Newcastle or Manchester or whatever.
Yeah. It's like the opposite of the 100 in cricket, isn't it?
It is.
Well, they took those 20 balls and innings off so kids could get in bed earlier.
Right.
Also as well, if you score a goal in the 89th minute now, are you going to go, it's more like the 79th minute?
Yeah.
It's like midway through the second half.
You don't know how mad to go, do you? How late on in the game you kind of get.
I never do, Marcus, but I do it anyway.
That's true, yeah. We've scored an equaliser but there's probably about 20 minutes left to play. We're playing Man City, so it's not a smash and grab, is it? We ended up losing 5-1. I don't know. A week today, though, Manchester City are back in action playing Sevilla in the Super Cup.
Yeah.
Oh. Another match nobody needs.
Yeah. Oh, dear me. Right, everybody, let's leave Europe and let's go to the good old US of A. Little Lionel Messi update.
He's
proven everybody wrong again. He scored in all four matches for Inter Miami so far. 7 goals in total.
Well, I mean, I think it's only fair that we talk about Inter Miami.
Yeah.
You know, I like that we're talking about Inter Miami because we've got an actual reason to talk about Inter Miami.
What, we didn't before?
No, we really didn't, Marcus.
How dare you?
But you got to keep this up. The best footballer in the world is playing for Inter Miami.
He is.
So you got to talk about Inter Miami every single week. And he's doing very well for them as well.
Thanks to me, we got in on the ground early.
We did. Okay. Yeah.
People are jumping on the Inter Miami boat. Oh, Messi's there now. Oh, we were talking about them before they were popular.
Before Marcus harvested loads of shares in Inter Miami Inc.
And now I'm
cashing
them in.
When they were penny stocks.
You wouldn't believe it. You would not believe it. Yeah. He scored another lovely free kick. Which was nice. And his first goal was assisted by Jordi Alba. You I mean, come on, Andy Brassel. Don't scoff at this.
No one's scoffing.
I think it's lovely. I think it's genuinely lovely to see Messi. What? Could someone... Messi scoring for Inter Miami. There's something beautiful about it. I don't know. He's gone there and he's really involved. When you see Ronaldo playing in Saudi Arabia, it's just like, yeah, whatever, mate.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So you're saying Messi's even got a better crappy retirement plan?
Are you calling MLS crappy?
I'm not calling it crappy.
I think you just did, Andy. Absolutely.
He's gone off him now. He's a championship man.
Yeah.
That's what he said last week. He said, I want to watch more.
He did say that. Well, I think when we do our next football ramble tour of the US, much like Gaeta, he's going to bottle it. He's going to refuse to join us.
Can't get my visa.
We did find out some strange news about Inter Miami co-owner David Beckham, though, last week. Ben Foster, he of the Wrexham gang, revealed that Beckham used to stay up all night playing. Do you play Lego or do you build
Lego?
Yeah,
you sort of build, don't you?
Yeah.
Give it his due respect. Come on.
Yeah, if you see a load of chaps like building a conservatory, you don't go, oh, they're playing conservatory, you know.
Yeah.
Beckham, yeah, used to stay up all night building Lego while away with England.
I don't think it's really a big reveal. I mean, like a lot of footballers do Lego.
Well, I think because you concentrate on it and you forget the pressures of the next day's game. Yeah. Presumably.
You know when you get sent. You know when you get like a box of Lego and it's for to build a Ferrari or whatever. Like,
I haven't had that for ages.
Is there only enough pieces for the Ferrari, or can you, tit about and put a spoiler
Lego,
on it?
On the Lego Creator ones, you can build like 3 different things.
Mike.
Right, okay.
But not all at the same time.
It's a bit like isn't it?
You build a dolphin and then you turn it into a wolf or whatever.
Right, okay.
Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Maybe that's why it's so bloody expensive.
They are very expensive.
Not if you're getting sent it.
That's true.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I think Foster thought it was a big reveal, but it was kind of like, oh, okay, that's quite nice. Tonight, Andy, Wimbledon are in action.
I shall be there.
You'll be there.
Against Coventry, of course, the 1987 and 1988 FA Cup winners playing each other.
Bloody hell, Andy.
So exciting.
People have a go at us for old references. We used to be relevant, kids. So did they. Oh, dearie me. Thank you very much for listening to the Football Ramble, part of the Acast Creator Network. Now, Patreon subscribers, don't go anywhere because every
don't
Wednesday...
Go anywhere.
Don't go
don't
anywhere.
Don't go anywhere.
Because every Wednesday we're bringing an extended Ramble episode just for you Patreon people. So if you're signed up, keep listening for more Ramble goodness and where we reveal all the secrets and we libel everybody we can, wave a stick at. If you're not a Patreon subscriber, you can be. So go over to our Patreon by hitting the link in the show notes or search patreon.com/footballramble to subscribe for just $5 a month. Also, follow us on Twitter, TikTok, YouTube and Instagram at Football Ramble. And don't forget to subscribe on your podcast app. Lovely old job. Thank you very much, Andy Brassel.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pete Donaldson.
Goodbye, everyone.
Thank you, everybody. See you soon.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Are you ready for truly hydrated skin? Meet Hyaluronic Body Serum, a breakthrough in body care from Osea. It's clinically proven to instantly increase hydration by 161%. Their lightweight, fast-absorbing serum delivers 24 hours of nonstop hydration for silky, smooth skin without the sticky afterfeel. Osea's latest innovation combines the magic of their best-selling Hyaluronic C Serum with a new formula that's good for the whole body and five types of hyaluronic acid to target every layer of the skin. Osea is a woman-founded, women-led brand that's been crafting seaweed-powered products for nearly 30 years. The best part? Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.